WHDD presents Susan Says.
What was that saying? If it wasn't for bad news, there'd be no news at all. Well, here we go again. Pandemic. Delta on the rise. More children infected. Children. Kids. What on earth is wrong with people who are not getting vaccinated? I just don't get it. Karma at least worked for that governor of Texas. Now let's see what it can do for the Florida moron. Oh, there are Democratic morons, too. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., well-known anti-vaxxer, family black sheep, shame. I can't wait for my booster. I got an antibody test. I'm very, very high. I don't know what it means, but it sounded good. But I'm still not going anywhere. And when I do, I still wear a mask and gloves. Yeah, Afghanistan. Well, that's above my pay grade as to our leaving, if we should or not, but there must have been a better way to do it. Interesting how the Taliban now is doing PR, really? Saying, hey, we're cool, women, you'll be okay. But they're killing and raping and pulling young women out of their houses to marry at 14, so, no. Repugs are trying to stop people from voting. Yeah. It's happening in states all over the United States. What in the hell? Oh, I have mouse droppings in my apartment, which means someone, obviously me, left the terrace door open and the little guy has come to visit and the exterminator was here and there are sticky traps everywhere. Small problem, but mine own. Now, like others on Twitter, I'm watching serial killer documentaries for some peace of mind. Because they get caught at the end. It's a trend, I see it. Better than the news any day. I watched a three-parter about some icky, long-haired widower guy married 6 times, 4 of the wives were dead, and oh yeah, he groomed young guys to kill them. Yeah, and then he took out lots of insurance, and well, now he's out of his latest death sentence. It was reversed. Are you kidding? If I read about one more constant felon out on bail, New York is the worst. The only pleasure I get is watching babies on Instagram. Thank God for babies and lots of cute young daddies playing with them. I'm going back to bed. Call me if anything good happens.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.